You are listening to The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. And here's The Brain Song number I.
We didn't know what the sensible psychological treatments were, and now we have very good
LSD.
I found that in psychotic states, I was open to forces which I construed as coming from beyond myself.
And that these were very similar to feelings that I had
in spiritual states of mind.
I feel that the spiritual aspect of psychosis is not focused on
people who have a delusion or
who have a hallucination.
Hot lesbian biker bitches on acid.
I had to smile the other day. I was looking through some LSD. We spoke earlier to God.
We know that people should be offered a range of different medications until they find one that suits them.
Earthshine on Metaviris.
God is completely out of touch with Middle England.
The agonizing pincer jaws of hope.
I sat in my mother's room and brood.
The peace of God, partial understanding. When the going gets tough, the tough get LSD.
The eyes are the windows of the soul.
Eyes so transparent that they permit your soul to be seen.
Banana skin and stone manipulator.
Highest perfect wisdom.
Never trust a man with short legs. His brains are closer to his bottom.
Gnomic wisdom here.
A door has to be closed before it can be opened.
Something in the brain.
Those who have butter on their heads don't walk in the sun.
A little marijuana
in the bathroom?
Say my mind's eye, I kind of see this with mental ants of figures crawling everywhere.
Great life.
Springing from the center of this.
We realize that the lives are disordered, that there is no order, that there is no master narrative, there is no master plan.
That dualism, that contradiction is what it is to be human. To be caught between controlling the wilderness and being controlled by who is the destroyer.
Creation is part of that destruction. In order to create something, you have to destroy something.
A shape is given to something that's essentially shapeless, a human life.
And it's like some great, vigorous shoot bursting out of a seed pod.
Like some Russian doll, inside us lies a tiny yet powerful bud of reverence for nature and its mysteries.
How long does it take for a piece of wood to say, oh, I think I'm going to become a seed pod?
The wildness about nature began to become real.
Then there was a seismic shift.
A mysterious thing happened.
This was my biggest surprise.
Intuitive, poetic level of experience.
The more we look, the more we find spiritual delights.
Out of the fire rose a phoenix.
Sweet zombie Jesus!
Not waiting for a message from beyond.
Is this space pope reptilian?
We've all been trained to be afraid of the
My insides were empty, except for this
LSD. This fenobarbital in a way that allows them to develop. What a pleasant life
might be had in this world.
Acid adult flower child. Acid adult flower child. Acid adult flower child.
Oh, this is the greatest nanosecond of my life! No, this one is! No, this one! Wait! That one was slightly worse.
We know that the French famously, you know, quite happy to use suppositories. In fact, they seem to love using suppositories. Whereas British people hate putting things in their bottom.
Ram it.
I could poop you.
It is the same death, eternally, inborn, inbred, engendered in the corrupted humors of the vicious body itself, and that only. Spontaneous combustion.
There was plainly some devilry going on.
We're passing wind the whole time.
The yellow moon lay on the green land of the tongue, and the water glittered with silver.
What is it? Hold up the light. Oh,
horror.
He is here.
Shagrat and Gorbag had come to blood.
Constantly come back in your mind.
Well, first we clean the area around your vagina. Not necessarily because it's dirty, but we have to have a sterile area to
Then we use some jelly, some lubricant jelly,
and insert the tube into your bladder. There's a little balloon on the end of the
tube,
and we blow that up
so that helps the tube
to steam, please.
It sounds a little icky to us as we think
about that,
but you know, I don't think it's any ickier than people putting Botox in their foreheads to get rid of their wrinkles. Whether they're really emotions or whether they're just simulated emotions.
They're not autonomous emotions, they can't be.
They're emotions that are generated within the machine from its interaction with the
LSD.
LSD. A miracle could still happen. The facts could start to move, to assemble, to release a secret, as roses release perfume in the rain.
With the doctor's letter about my history of drug abuse, the letter was 4.5 pages long, with 3.5 pages devoted to listing the drugs I'd abused.
They're not autonomous emotions, they can't be.
These stars were about 1,000,000 times as bright as our sun, and intensely hot, emitting ultraviolet radiation in great amounts. And the importance of that is this sort of radiation can ionize the gas between the stars much like an electric current ionizes gas in our fluorescent bulbs. And so I imagine the universe glowing with a bright blue glare at this epoch.
Socrates was sentenced to death on the charge of being an evildoer and a curious person.
Emerging from darkness
to light.
You might decide that you want infrared vision at night and have a connection into the visual area of your brain to give you that.
These objects came on, we believe, all over the universe, like lights on a Christmas tree. They all raced through their life histories relatively quickly, so they would have all been exploding, we think, roughly the same time.
Pulse apart, 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 pulse apart.
Everything above the rock.
Come on, get real, wake up.
Yeah? Stop dreaming, face reality.
Wake up and smell the curtain.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
When Moab is my washpot of Edom, will I cast out
my shoe?
Judah is my scepter. Moab is my wash bowl. I fling my shoes at Edom.
Philistia is the target of my anger.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, I am my mother after all, after all, after all, after all. Don't ask for the moon. We have the stars, 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 stars.
Let the shipwrecks of others be your seamark.
For things unknown, there is no desire.
What we are
comes from how we interact in the world, how we're
brought up by our parents. By building a robot this way and trying to emulate all the neuron anatomical structures and go through the development process,
we're trying to
I understand better how weed comes to be and how we develop.
There's a fish larva here. The long worm eats, I think.
Marjorie, marigolds, mouse, moving marble. Mary Mole, making molehills, midnight moon, majestic mountain.
Find a space of your own, move your head, and look
everywhere.
Join in when your details you.
It's your turn to walk like a sow.
Man.
Magic mirror. With my magic mirror, I can
LSD, 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 LSD.
Sometimes I hear sounds like a fire.
It sounds a little
icky.
The brickwork changes color just as a
pattern without any meaning or any
visual quality to it.
The lack of reality.
Football do not disappear without reason. Cats do not split into two, and shoes don't act differently when we're not looking at them.
Don't you see? To understand that mystery would be to understand the pattern in all human life.
We all share in our complex grey matter areas of activity that respond to pleasurable stimuli. Indeed, we're designed by evolution to seek pleasant experiences.
There the apparatus, hear the conclusion in between.
Doctor's letter about my history of drug abuse. The letter was 4.5 pages long, with 3.5 pages devoted to listing the psychedelic drugs that abused.
The divine methodology. If we could grasp it, we would have a formula to win the whole world to our side.
Sometimes the energy is very strong. It feels very strong to be there. It feels very strong, powerful. You feel like an energy is coming up through your feet. Strong. It's strong to be there. Strong. It's strong to be there. And moving up through your body and out. And moving up through your body and out. And other times it's a place out, and other times it's a place where energy is coming, where energy is coming, where energy in through the top of your head and going out and out and out and down, out and down through your body. So it's also a place where the energy, sometimes is very swirly, a lot of movement, a lot of chaotic energy can be there. For me, the goddess is the source of of all.
Chaotic energy can be
sounds that you hear. Something very unique, which is not just sound to the air, but it goes deep down to your feelings, and it changes your feelings. It changes your whole atmosphere, or your perception of changes your life.
It's cannabis stalks on it, and they'll pile into the tent and have this sort of hemp sauna and come out sort of screaming with pleasure. Part of an enlightenment program to understand the mind and how it works and how the higher functions of the mind, like the imagination, for example, can be influenced by material causes.
Interesting, because I must have assumed the basic assumption was that we were chemical, and chemical input would change the chemistry and therefore the mind itself, and therefore influence not only where we thought, but all the combinations, including imagination.
There's a wonderful moment where Davey gives a lot of nitrous oxide to one of his patients in Bristol and says, "Well, how do you feel?" And the chap says, "Well, I do not know, but very queer." And Davey is distressed that that's the best that we can come up with for describing and explaining what's going on inside our heads. So he and the poets get together in the search for what they call a language of feeling.
A whole new range of textures and colours and smells, tastes and experiences.
There's an absolute moral equivalence between an idiot Englishman stupefying himself with the gin and an idiot Turk stupefying himself
with opium.
The man who spews truth from every orifice.
Havelock Ellis, who in 1896 is becomes the first person to take
masculine peyote capsules.
You know, in his rooms in the temple. He writes, you know, very carefully, documents the aesthetic qualities of the hallucinations he has and so on.
Everything changing too much,
the world going too fast, there'd be no space to dream. The taking up of drugs in the 18th century, late 17th, 18th century, was part of an advancing desire, you might say, to examine the self and self-identity.
Until about 1925-1926, the little padding you have under what's now called elastoplast was always soaked in marijuana as a disinfectant and to numb it. Most interesting group to look at here is the Bristol Circle, who start experimenting with nitrous oxide laughing gas in 1799. And what they've discovered is that if you take large amounts of nitrous oxide, you have extraordinary experiences where your imagination runs wild and you seem to get in touch with what's not related to romantic nitrous oxide generation, what we call the sublime nitrous oxide.
What is going on now at the level of subjectivity, how we experience ourselves as subjects?
An apparently ridiculous phenomenon.
The
more carefully we study things, the more complex they become.
Wilberforce took opium pills 3 times a day. We know Gladstone took. So on and on it went as a medicinal, because it's extraordinarily good drug and still is. Heroin is the most wonderful drug in medicine today.
Diacetyl morphine to hide the fact that it's heroin. It
It's the most gentle
a piece of the pharmaceutical armory for many ill people.
The history is full of physicians who are perhaps sometimes unhealthy, enthusiasm for a particular drug.
Mr. Janus was not a terrestrial being, a terrestrial being, a terrestrial being, a terrestrial being, a terrestrial being,
a terrestrial being, a terrestrial being.
That it may have been a sea of LSD, which God had created all things.
You will have to drop all your categories, all your labels of sinners and saint and this and that. The sinner and the sage meet. Even the sin is transformed. Even the sage is transformed to become a worldly being. To become a worldly being.
Deep yoga, deeper and deeper levels. The basal connections.
How much LSD you need to cover the world and make it a comfortable place to work on?
The circle of power.
Alpha, beta, delta, theta waves.
Calming, stilling the mind by
in invoking higher forces in clairvoyance, in meditation, invoke them through the study of symbols.
The gods have started appearing.
Some side effects can come on many years after taking the tablets. A classic example is with the tablet amiodarone, where side effects can come many years after the tablet was first started.
The memory centers of her brain have been radically altered.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to actually live in a nursery rhyme? Well, here's Stuart Lee and the Pea Green Boat. And I think it's just wonderful.
The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea green boat. They took some honey, plenty of money, wrapped up in a £5 note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are.
The Owl's Diary, Day 1. I am having problems relating to my crew member, having never been a great fan of cats, nor they of birds. Why have we been press-ganged into service together? What can they hope to achieve by sending this absurd duo out to sea? I am an owl. The cat is a cat. We are not sailors. Neither of us. Who sewed our tiny blue uniforms? Who fashioned my owl-sized beret? Who dressed us, against our will, as miniature mariners? Who shamed us in this way? Initially, I was uncomfortable in the extreme with this situation. The cat is, of course, my natural predator, and were it to attack me whilst I sleep, things could go either way. My owl talons might match its claws in a fair fight, deep in the woodland, high on a city rooftop, or in the back room of some cockney boozer. But I am in a weakened state, barely recovered from the night they trapped me with puppet mice, and then took out toffee hammers and broke all the bones in my wings, one by one, and battered me into unconsciousness. Me, the owl, he who is supposed to be so wise, played for a fool by sods. To distract me from my pain, I have been given a small guitar, which I suppose would be some consolation if I had any fingers to play it with. Luckily, the pussycat is terrified of water, which now surrounds us in great quantities. Much as it has an instinctive hostility towards me, Its suspicion of the sea is far greater. My heart goes out to it, the tiny trembling thing. I have tried to allay its fears, but it is a cat. I am an owl, and we do not share a common language. My limited range of gestures, flapping my wings, screeching, trying to play my small guitar, and spinning my head through 360 degrees, is proving inadequate. Today, at noon, we saw on the far horizon another pea-green boat, identical to ours in every respect, but crewed by a Jack Russell Terrier and a rabbit. It seems inappropriate nautical animal pairings are the very button of fashion. The cat has said nothing so far, but I think it likes me. Must try to sleep. Need sleep, Day 2. I became afflicted with a great hunger this morning and resolved to find some provisions. To my horror, it appears that all we have been issued with is honey in a jar. This presents problems, as neither the cat nor I have opposable thumbs. Although somehow I am able to play the small guitar and write this. It seems this voyage has been very badly planned indeed. We are at sea, without map or compass, with no knowledge of why we were set upon the waves and no fixed destination in mind. We share nothing but suspicious glances, and we have nothing to eat but honey, beloved only by babies and by bees. And, wrapping a bundle of coppers, we have a £5 note. I can only assume those that set us on our way were Englishmen. It would be typical of their isolationist arrogance to assume their currency will be acceptable worldwide. Once I could have fluttered up off the deck, spread my wings, and raked fish out of the waves for the cat and I to feast upon. But my feathers flutter ineffectually on my shattered limbs, and I hold out little hope for our survival. Shame. I've nearly learned how to play the E minor chord. Today, when I tried to approach it, the cat hissed at me and raised its hackles. I feel we are making real progress. Must sleep. Need sleep now. Day 3. During the night, while I lay sleeping, the cat has somehow opened the honey jar. I suspect it may be keeping things from me. Information, utensils, some kind of jar opener, and the depth of its true feelings. I am left to try and interpret the most basic of gestures. The cat retches. Is this evidence of butterflies in the stomach, of a mounting erotic desire, of the first exhilarating pangs of love, or simply a furball? It is too soon to say. As for our daily rations, well, the cat can put its little paw into the honey jar and scoop the honey out, of course. But I am an owl. I have the large, flat face of an owl. This will not fit into a jar. I try to peck honey off the cat's feet. It scratches my eye out. But the stinging of the salt wind burns away the pain, and the greatest romances of history and literature are often characterized by periodic bouts of violence. I try to calm the cat down by singing a soothing song on the small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love. But it is difficult to find the right chords with only one eye and no hands. Also, I cannot actually speak. I think I may have made the situation worse. Today, at noon, we saw, on the far horizon, another pea-green boat, identical to ours in every respect, but crewed by an elephant and a mouse. It is sinking, obviously. The elephant holds a sailor's hat in its trunk, where, in happier times, tasty peanuts and juicy buns were clasped, and waves it at me forlornly as it slips beneath the waves. The mouse, in turn, makes only obscene gestures towards me as it drowns, on behalf of the hundreds of its kind I have slaughtered and eaten. I feel a little ashamed. What can I say? I was hungry, and probably drunk as usual. Must sleep, man. Pussy said to the owl, "You elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you sing. Oh, let us be married, too long we have tarried. But what shall we do for a ring?" And they sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bong tree grows. And there, in a wood, a piggywig stood with a ring at the end of his nose, his nose.
The Owl's Diary, Day 47. The cat has eaten all the honey. Surely we will die here. A pity. I'd nearly learned the chords for Mull of Kintyre by Sir Paul McCartney's Wings, a simple song which nevertheless once stirred the race memory of millions. Oh, I forget, did I ever tell you the cat has started speaking to me? You wouldn't understand what the cat says if you were to hear it. To you, its eulogies would just seem like the desperate mewling and the listless, tortured breathing of an animal in pain. But to me, the tiny variations in the pitch and tone of the cat's death rattle form coded messages. Can you hear? The cat says that I am an elegant fowl. The cat says I sing sweetly, charmingly even. The cat says it wants to marry me. The cat says it cannot wait. It cannot wait for me, the owl. The cat's feelings are not so hard to fathom. It seems to me the cat and I have much in common. We both eat mice. At present, neither of us can fly. We both lay eggs. Oh, that's just me. But I knew the cat would succumb to my charms eventually. It's lucky I didn't show my hand too soon. Play it cool, my father, the owl, always told me. Let them come to you, the dirty sluts. Day 159. As an owl, I am privileged to be able to tell what I have recently eaten by examining my owl pellets, which now litter the boat from prow to stern. To pass the time, I do so. It appears I once ate some honey and some feathers, and then nothing for the best part of 5 months. It occurs to me that this diary is somewhat superfluous. When we finally drift ashore, dead, all anyone needs to know of our adventure will be contained in my droppings, which will read like a diary of my deterioration. That which began with honey ends in despair. The same is true of life generally. Did I tell you the cat speaks to me? It speaks to me. The owl says it wants to marry me. But it has anxieties as to how we will sanctify our union, as we have no ring. Also, as we are of different species, we could never mate. Thus, the symbolism of a ring, binding us together, becomes all important. It's all we have. Everything must be done with the utmost decorum. Must live, must try to... Day 366. Some time ago now, the cat proved its love for me. Its love for me, the owl. It gave me its heart. "Take my heart," it said, I think. And so I did. There's an island up ahead. A bong tree grows there. Just the one, though. Not a whole forest. That'd be mad. And there's a pig. In a wood. Look, cat, look, the bong tree. The wood. The pig. Can you see them? Now we can make our vows. "Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring?" Said the piggy, "I will." So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey who lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with a runcible spoon. And hand in hand, on the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon, the moon,
the
moon.
Turkey's Diary, they danced by day 9012. There was an owl here in Bong Tree Land today. It arrived in the pig's clearing, gaunt and wild-eyed, with something in a bag, something fetid, some kind of carcass. And that owl wrenched the ring from the pig's nose and ran off, and you know how much the pig liked that ring. Well, the pig liked that ring very much indeed. Later on, the owl arrived at the hill where I, the turkey, live. It threatened me with the neck of a broken guitar and insisted I wet it to the rotten contents of the bag. "I can pay you," the owl said, "£5. It has been a dreadful winter here in Bong Tree Land, as you know, and against my better judgment, I accepted the owl's offer. Needless to say, it was a travesty of the wedding ceremony. One of the celebrants was dead, the other deranged, and I'm not an ordained minister. I'm a turkey. After the service, such as it was, I watched the owl stumble down the hill a little, slashing repeatedly at the bag's contents with its talons as it went, until whatever had been inside that bag was reduced to scraps of shredded carrion. Then the owl emptied pieces of fruit into the bag and raised it above its head, shaking it vigorously. When the owl had finished the strange procedure, it sat down amidst the daisies and slowly and with great solemnity took out a spoon and ate as much of that bag's grisly mixture as it could. Later, as evening fell, that owl, well, he stood and he hurried himself down to the beach. The moon rose. I sat on a branch and watched the owl spin round in circles, swinging that carcass bag over its head once more, before falling to the ground and weeping. And I thought I heard it whispering to itself, but with the background of the waves, I cannot be sure what was said, or whom the poor creature imagined it was addressing. That which began in honey ends in despair, the owl appeared to cry over the gentle rush of the encroaching tide. And then the waves covered it, and it was seen no more.
Well, I hope you love that as much as I do. And check out some stuff he did with Richard Herring. The Fist of Fun and the fucking hilarious Lionel Nimrod's Inexplicable World. What's next? The Toffee Hammers. No, not the Toffee Hammers. This is the Magic Carpet with the High Street.
I was flying down the High Street on a Sunday afternoon when I came across this friend of mine. Lost in time, he really couldn't see me, 'cause his head was in the way. Well, he asked me how I am. Oh, that's a mystery to you and me, I really couldn't say. I was sliding down the staircase, half past Christmas Day, when I came across this big fat man. Eats all he can. I wondered if he saw me, 'cause his eyes were very thin. Oh, it's all in the mind, he said. Well, that amuses me, 'cause his head's very small to get the whole world in. I was passing by the castle on the very first day of spring when I came across the king and queen dressed in green. Perhaps they thought they knew me, 'cause they ordered me about. Well, they want me to bow down. Oh, they made me laugh, 'cause they looked so daft, stuck up their golden crown. I was walking through the forest on the night of Halloween when I came across this unicorn. He had one horn. I wondered if he heard me when he lifted up his head. Oh, I asked him for a ride when he spread his wings and he did some things I never will confide. I was floating up a mountain and the sun was going down when I came across this one-eyed child, gone pretty wild. I wondered if he saw me when he stopped me with a look. Oh, he sang a little song, but he said he'd really let you be back where you belong. I was sailing on the ocean about Midsummer's Day when I came across the promised land, very hard to find. I wondered, was I dreaming, or maybe I had died? But I didn't really care. Oh, you don't ask why on the other side. Be thankful you are there, yeah.
Now, how about some Beatles numbers? What about Help or Yellow Submarine? No, you didn't expect me to be that conventional, did you? Play something you might actually like? Not a chance. What about three tracks about the Fab Four? First, a single by Rainbow. You might know her by another name. I'll tell you who after we hear John, You Went Too Far This Time.
Everything you asked of me, I did. Sunlight submarine, and you were something special when you said, John, that you had more disciples than the man who was too clean. Confusion and regret. Picture. My mind retires to the place it was before you came. I love the things you showed me up till now, John, but since that picture I don't think my love will be the same. John,
fuck was that? So shocked by the Two Virgins LP, she released that crap single. Give up? It was City Spacek in 1968. The acid obviously had not reached her neck of the woods in Quitman, Texas. Next record up is by the High Riders, and they go further than Sissy. They want to stamp out the Beatles.
A group came from Liverpool with long, shaggy hair, spared by the Beatles, and all around town they were known everywhere. Spared by the Beatles, we're gonna stamp them out, mash them in the ground, whip them real.
Well, at least it was short, under 2 minutes, and that's the best I can say about it. The last one is over twice that long, there's a bit more about it than the other two. It's by an outfit called The Mystery Tour, but it was really Bob Brady of Bob Brady and the Concords. It's about the rumours that McCartney was dead when Abbey Road was released. It's called The Ballad of Paul.
As Paul McCartney left this world, as he'd taken his last breath, of John and George and Ringo told us of his death. Never made the paper, you didn't read it in the news, but it's right there for you to find in several hidden clues. From Sergeant Pepper to Abbey Road, they led us on a chase. And if you know just where to look, it all falls into place. An argument, an accident, an unseen traffic light, a left-hand guitar on a fresh dug grave. Help's convince you that magical mystery tour, three inside with blood red rose, one death black makes four. Song lyrics are important, in fact they say it all. At the end of Strawberry Fields, John says I buried Paul. Four men on the front of Abbey Road crossed a London street. The first in white, the next in black, the third no shoes on feet. A cigarette is dangling from the right hand of the dead. McCartney was left-handed, so everyone has said, these are just a few things that I have found. See somewhere on the shelf.
on one point crystal clear. Alive or dead, or just a hoax, the truth we'll never hear. John Lennon is a holy man, he'd like us to believe. He led us on from clue to clue, so fantastic to conceive.
I know it's been said before, but it is true that the Beatles are dying in the wrong order. The only Beatle with any real talent, in my opinion, was Yoko Ono. No, I'm still here. I was just enjoying the stunned silence. Why not go to my blog, where you can post your death threats, as well as leaving offers of payola and proposals of marriage. You are listening to The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.